Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this morning. It is the 21st of May. A delight to have you. It is Tuesday. Very, very nice to be in your company. Let me introduce everybody. We got a lot to talk about today, a lot to do, a lot of cool stuff.
Absolutely, Joe.
So we'll thank you, Alan. We'll get started. Let's go. First, let me remind you that you can always join in on our conversation, WAMC.org. It's panel at WAMC.org. WAMC.org is also where you can help out on the lockbox, 1-800-323-9262, and we'll get into that in just a moment. In the meantime, let me introduce the panel that is here. We welcome the Empire Report's J.P. Miller. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Very nice to see you.
On the top of its page today, you see a picture of a great white shark that they caught off Long Island.
Oh, what was the story?
They haven't caught the shark, but they've tracked it to be the first
shark. Well, then what was the picture of?
Well, that was a baby shark that they got. A little bit different. Thank you, Alan.
A not so great white. Yeah. Now,
or bait, guess this, bait and switch.
Maybe a little bit of that.
Bait
yeah.
and switch.
Bait and switch. And what kind of bait are we? Yes. What was at the top of the, was DMV, right? It was about licenses today.
Yes. Licenses are going to be needed to be changed.
They're
by,
more complicated.
I think, 2020. And if you want to fly on airlines, we also had broke yesterday the news that Ed Cox would not be continuing as Republican Party chairman, and Empire Report very rarely is mentioned in the press, not by design, but just because we can't get in there. But we're mentioned on page 2.
Well, as long as you're not bitter about it, that's
no, no,
good.
No, I'm not. But we were mentioned on page 2 of the New York Post and page 2 of the Daily News today. So
what'd they say?
They just said as first reported by Empire Report, which is cool.
Which is interesting because just a few days ago we had him on, the chairman of the Republican Party, Ed Cox, Nixon's son-in-law. And I said to him, what about this challenge? And he dismissed it. And then 3 days after he's on the radio on the Capitol Connection, you do that and you should have warned me.
Yeah, right.
A lot can change in 3 days, right?
I can't believe that his appearance here was the determining factor, though.
What, the party, the Republican Party in New York State has been in shambles. They haven't won a statewide election since like 2002.
Yeah.
And they took major losses last year.
But this guy's royalty, Mike.
He's a Nixon son-in-law.
I mean, Nixon's son-in-law, for God's sakes.
And let's hope he takes that same expertise to the Trump campaign, that same track record, keep it going.
Well, he's going to
the Trump campaign.
All right, hold on. The first voice you heard was Mike Spain, who was with us yesterday, today, and a former Times Union associate editor. The other voice you heard was communications consultant Teresa Bourgeois. Hello, Teresa. So good to see you.
Hello.
A delight. Thank you very much to have you.
Happy vote for your education budget day.
Oh, that's right.
That's
we have all
very
the school budgets today, so that's a big deal. Alan Chartok, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, we have a number of things we have to talk about.
All right, let's go.
The first of them is I am remiss. I meant yesterday to congratulate you on your major award at Hubbard Hall in your hometown, right?
That's correct.
And they said the hometown son, they gave you an award, which I hope you're going to bring in and put on display here so that we can all...
I just got to get it away from the kids.
So we can all admire it. You've brought great acclaim to your community.
Thank you very much. It was a very nice, beautiful evening at Hubbard Hall. I think they passed some sort of there was some sort of resolution from the state assembly, and if I'm reading it correctly, I think it also legalized weed. But I'm not positive. I think it may have.
Does this have anything to do with Hubbard Hall?
I don't know. No, okay. You know, it helps the artist, you know.
Well, we're proud of you.
Thank you very much.
It was a beautiful event.
Thank you. A lot of panelists were there. I was Rich and Judith and Aaron and Fran and a whole group of panelists were there, and that meant the world to me. Thank you. And a lot of wonderful family and friends, and it was very beautiful, and I thank you for that.
Okay, so then the second thing we have to talk about is, of course, where we're going in order to stay alive. As John Travolta might have sang, Staying alive, staying alive.
Whatever that word is.
So in any case, we didn't make it yesterday, and I was very unhappy or sad. But what happened was our friend from Chatham said, okay, I'll give you one more chance. I'll give you $5,000 if you can get halfway in the drive today. In order to do that, Joe, what do we need?
We need about $20,000. It's about $24,000. I'll get you an exact total in just a second. And we've done before. We can do again. It is it's something within our capability, so it's important that we do that.
Yeah, I think it's basically if I'm looking at this right, we raised $229,681. That would mean that in order to get halfway to $250,
$21,000,
even a little less than that. So everybody, we can do this, but it's going to take everybody's help and love and friendship and understanding that this place is, you've got to be with us because we're all in this together.
Now, there's also stuff. Stuff to talk about.
Let's talk about that.
So to help grease the wheels here and to help make sure that we make this without any hesitation whatsoever, and maybe even in record time.
But let me interrupt. Last time, Joe, we did this, we offered tickets to SPAC. We only had 25 pair. We have a little bit more than that, and they went out the window. This time, don't make the same mistake and be calling me up and saying, can I have those tickets? Because now you're about to make a major announcement. The sooner it's done, get in on the beginning. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we have, here's what we've got. We've got undated lawn tickets to SPAC for the New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Now, there are just, I'm going to say this a couple of times, but I won't repeat it over and over again. There are a couple of times where they are not valid, one being the ballet gala, the other being for the movie nights of the orchestra. Otherwise, any orchestra concert, any ballet performance you want to go to, boom, you can go to. This is a pair of undated lawn tickets. If you want to bring four people, do the math. That would be $200, and you can get four tickets. If you would like to go to the orchestra for a night, go to the ballet for a night. $200, you get a pair for each. You can use them however you wish. It is, they're undated. They're valid for the 2019 season. As Alan mentioned, these tickets, I think we were giving away tickets for Capella, from the ballet. They went out in a second. So if you wanted to see that, you could use those tickets for that event. Also, the Philadelphia Orchestra, which runs through the 31st through the 17th. Just one of the big five American orchestras. So you can go there as well.
Some people say the second best orchestra in the country.
It is the New York City Ballet and Philadelphia Orchestra, a pair of undated lawn tickets to SPAC. And you can see the schedule at spec.org, but here's the deal. We only have a limited supply, a very limited supply of these tickets. So if you want to do this right now and help us get to the $250,000 point in the drive and the $5,000 challenge.
Halfway in the challenge.
Right. Which would be a quarter of the way through the fund drive, should note. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262, and we would love to have you join us. A lot going on.
One second, Joe. If you've never been to SPAC, there's line of sight from this. You can see the dancers, right? I mean, there's no question about it.
No, in fact, they really did a beautiful job at SPAC of redoing the lawn area now, and it's quite gorgeous. The areas of which you go in on the ramps has been changed, and it's really quite spectacular. So you can check that out too, because that's new this season. And in fact, we're going to have Elizabeth Sobel on next week telling us about the season. So it a lot going on there and a lot of fun stuff. And you can be a part of it. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. As soon as I get the my fun drive tracker up, I'll be able to tell you if you like NORAD with the president or with Santa Claus,
Santa
right?
Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus
more,
coming.
More important.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Oh, I got it. I got it. Look at that. It's up. To answer Alan's question, as of right this very second, to make this challenge in the next, about 70 minutes, we need $19,859.
Wow. So everybody, you're as big a part of it as we are. Everything you can do, just do it. It'll be great.
Now you get the tickets, $100 a pair. If you want several pairs, it's $100 per pair. So go to town. 1-800-323-9262. Help your radio station, WAMC.org. And, if you want to give them out, as they make a lovely Father's Day gift. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and not to mention the fact that you are saving your radio station. Yeah. So $19,759 now, and we're gonna hit this hard this morning. We need to do this. We need to get to more than halfway. We only have a week and 6 days to go till the fund drive begins on June 3rd.
Yeah, it's very scary. It's very scary. We are on track. We've got to do this. If you can help, please, anything you can do will be great.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Operators are standing by.
Or WAMC.org, which is a very good way to do it.
It is indeed. 1-800-323-9262. All right. Let us begin with what is happening in the world, and we will intersperse this with some updates on how we're doing on the fund drive and our little morning sprint here to try to get us to halfway in the drive. We need you desperately.
We need about, what, $19,000?
$19,700 as of right now. Okay, now let us go to the stories for today. The story number one has to do with a judge ruling against Donald Trump in a fight over the president's financial records. Not a huge surprise, I guess, but President Trump on Monday lost an early round of his court fight with Democrats after a federal judge ruled that the president's accounting firm must turn over his financial records to Congress as lawmakers seek to assert their oversight authority. Trump called the 41-page ruling from U.S. Attorney Judge Amit Mehta of the District of Columbia crazy and said he would appeal, adding, "We think it's totally the wrong decision by obviously an Obama-appointed judge." Lawyers for the president are fighting document and witness subpoenas on multiple fronts, and Mehta's ruling came hours after former White House counsel Donald McGahn was directed not to appear before a congressional committee seeking testimony about his conversations with Trump, and we'll get into that in a moment as well. But let us stick with the court fight for the moment. Who, Alan, what would you like to say?
Well, let me just say that the McGahn thing is pretty interesting because McGahn, of course, spilled his guts to Mueller. And everything that they're going to ask him about is going to come out of what was in the Mueller report. I think the fact that McGahn has chosen to obey his former executive bosses as opposed to the Congress of the United States has apparently gotten Jerry Nadler quite ticked off and is now threatening to hold him in contempt for not appearing today. Today, I believe, was the day he was supposed to be there. McGahn, I think, is a guy who I have a certain kind of grudging respect for, not because he went to work for Trump, but because he had the guts, and we know that now, to stand up to Trump on many of the things that he was demanding of him, including the firing, I believe, of Mueller.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's two different issues, though. In the case of McGahn, I think they're testing the whole degree of executive privilege, the notion that a president should be able to have private personal conversations with his legal counsel and others in his cabinet and have it not be, examined by the Congress or made public or forced to be made public. But with this other case where a judge now has said that the subpoenas that the House committees put for to get documents from private companies, from banks, et cetera, for financial records of Donald Trump that go back to before he was president. Mm. That's something entirely different. Certainly that is regarded, according to the congressional Democrats, to be well within their authority and oversight role as set by the Constitution. Of course, Trump is portraying it much differently. They're saying it's harassment, and that the Congress has no right to do this presidential harassment, and it has no legislative purpose. But the judge disagreed with that. He said it's not for the Trump administration to determine whether it's legitimate or not. Congress has that constitutional right, and now it'll go to another court.
And so it'll end up, right, Teresa? It's going to end up at the United States Supreme Court. And there we're going to see whether the same kind of the same kind of behind kissing goes on at the Supreme Court that it does in the United States Senate.
Well, it's interesting that before it gets to the Supreme Court, it has to go through the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And who is the Chief Justice of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals? One Merrick Garland. And so a little karma there.
He's still around.
There may be a few people out there who don't remember who he is.
So Merrick Garland is the person who President Obama had nominated for to be on the Supreme Court. And Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, famously blocked that for more than a year. So that will be interesting, the interesting path. There are, I think, three different test cases here. There's the case that the judge ruled yesterday in a very strong ruling against the Trump folks on the accounting firm. There's a case that's going to be heard on Wednesday on Deutsche Bank and other financials, and then there's the McGahn case. I'm not sure I share as much respect for McGahn. I think that he is a private citizen. He could have gone to testify today, and he, in this case, has chosen to side with the White House.
What do you think was up there, Teresa?
We only have about 10 seconds, so let me pause there. We'll leave that question in the wind. I want to remind you we need $18,424 to make our challenge. People are calling. That's good. You can get the tickets for SPAC, for the ballet or the orchestra. Undated Juan tickets, a $100 pledge. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org.
Leave the spoon-fed champions. Leave the lamp-lit pros. Leave the endlessly distracted madness.
The Dirty Projectors playing at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, providing our music this morning. That's Saturday at 8, hudsonhall.org for more information. All right. We're going to get to the letters in a second. We had a question in the air, although hopefully somebody remembers what it was.
You were asking me why I thought McGahn did what he did and wasn't a stand-up guy. I think that he did what he did in the White House to, he wasn't going to break the law and go to jail.
Right.
So I think in this case, he's siding with the president because this is not a case to send him to jail. But it is a precedent. What I really worry about is that the president said yesterday, that they're protecting the presidency. And I think what they're really doing is protecting his presidency. There's a big difference between protecting the presidency and protecting his presidency. And in the process of protecting his, I think that they are chipping away at the fundamental structure of our democracy.
Absolutely.
And it's very dangerous
Wouldn't it be a new precedent to be able to obtain a president of the United States' financial documents from their accountants?
McGahn question, it's having to do with...
I gotcha.
President waived privilege already.
I gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So you can't unwaive. He's trying to unwaive a privilege that they waived.
Well, it's a limited wave, he would argue, that he said he could...
Oh, he gave the big wave. Yeah. Big, huge wave.
Yeah. Well, no, I think his argument is that he said, I let him talk and be candid with the special counsel, and I'm not going to extend that same privilege to the House committees that are attacking me and trying to harass my presidency. And that's his stance.
I'm not a lawyer, but those who are say that this isn't even close to the truth in terms of the law. So, I mean, in terms of precedent. So,
well, executive privilege has always been complicated. I mean, well, we know
but he
from
waived
Watergate.
It.
Wiggly, yes.
Yeah.
We need a new precedent.
1-800-323-9262 to help the lockbox for the 2019 June Fund Drive. It begins June 3rd. That is just a week and 6 days away.
How are we doing, Joe?
We have undated lawn tickets to SPAC for the New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra, $100. The only exceptions to those are the gala for the ballet and the two orchestra film nights. Otherwise, you can go and enjoy the show of your choice. We have $17,644 to go. We initially needed $21,000, so we're doing okay, but we have to keep this pace up, and we have a $5,000 challenge on the table. So if you want the tickets, there are enough to cover everybody who would want them to make this challenge, but just, so please do what you can. 1-800-323-9262. As I think was mentioned just a moment ago, the tickets last time went extremely quickly, so we want to make sure that everybody gets in, and we also want to make sure that we make our goal and get to the $250,000 point, and we get a $5,000 challenge from a very special friend in Chatham who gave us a shot yesterday. We failed. We don't want to fail again.
But in the end, it's only because we have all made it together. We treasure it together. We were at a great affair last night for Construct, a wonderful agency that helps so many people in the Berkshires. I can't tell you how many people came up to us and just told us what WAMC means to them. And if you're in that group, and if you believe in what is happening at this radio station, and you understand that without it, we'd all be a lot poorer. Do something now. If it's $5 or $100 or $1,000, whatever it is, please give us a call. 1-800-323-9262.
$17,324 is what we need. And so hopefully we'll be in the 16,000s soon. 1-800-323-9262. Call now. We have operators standing by. Mm-hmm. And we also have the internet that is at your disposal, which is wamc.org. And that's an easy way to do it. If you do not see the tickets in the drop-down menu, which you should, but if you do not and you can't find them readily, all you have to do is put it into your comment section, and we will make sure that you get a pair of the tickets if that is what you do, and if you pledge $100 or more. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. Alan's going to read a few letters. I'll give you an update in just a second.
Okay, here's a letter, and it comes from Jack, who says, "Dear panel, the Mueller report clearly shows us impeachable offenses and many miscellaneous tawdry crimes committed by Trump and pals. But let's remember that the report also suggests at least a dozen issues were handed off to other jurisdictions for further investigation and possible action. When will those shoes drop? Has AG Barr already shut them down? We need the answers. Meanwhile, obstruction grows," and that's Jack from Ghent. Anybody?
All right. Well, I think with A.G. Barr, I've been thinking a lot about him. And in the past, if you had situations like this, the attorney general would be the firebreak against illegalities. But in this case, he's more the accelerant. You know, I think that's a real problem, and we're in a whole different ballgame with A.G. Barr.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is an extraordinary situation where you have the attorney general actually performing as the personal advocate for the president rather than the law and the Constitution.
I think it's important for us to mention John Mitchell, who worked for Nixon and who actually ended up in the Hoos Gow as a result of his behavior. Didn't he?
Well, he did. He served some prison time. But he had left the White House and then headed CREEP, you know, the committee to re-elect the president. I think it might have been his activities there, too, that got him in trouble.
Yeah. Right. Good point.
I don't think you can say Hoos Gow enough, by the way.
Okay.
I like that.
Thank you, Joe. Naomi writes to us, "Good morning, panel. The New York Times once again pulled back another layer in the machinations of the thieving president who now resides in the White House occasionally. The Chinese government has condoned stealing patents, products, and techniques from American industry for decades upon decades. The first president who goes over the top to put the brakes on uses his position as president for his own gain, not for the business of people who will be hurt by Chinese policy. Trump is being praised for his hard work stance on China. But the only people who will benefit are himself and a few billionaires. Congress needs to follow the money and connect Trump's behavior with who benefits on Wall Street and in business, with capital letters, who is giving him free passes and money for his reelection. Naomi from Beacon.
Well, I'm not sure I completely agree with that. I think that Trump is winning a lot of praise, yes, as she acknowledges, for taking a hard stance with China. And I guess we're going to talk about Huawei a little later in the show, perhaps the electronics company that Trump has been successful in limiting their ability to succeed in the world. But there's a piece in the New York Times today that talks about how the Ohio blue-collar former Democrats who now support Trump are sticking with him. They really like the way he's going after China. It's very politically popular. It's not only to gain personally, as he may, but I think he knows this is an issue that will win him, could potentially win him the states like Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
But what about just a little bit to the northwest in Michigan, where you have 7,000 jobs announced that they're leaving?
They're staying with him. I mean, they see him fighting. They don't see him succeeding, but at least he's fighting to keep the jobs. They feel that the jobs are going because of the globalization and U.S. policy that's allowed them to go to Mexico, Canada, China.
We'll have to check in with Teresa, who is our fact checker, on this. But I've been reading that Trump is underwater in all of those states. Certainly underwater in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I believe underwater in Michigan too.
Well, the polls always show him underwater. I think the day he was elected, he had a 37% approval rating in the United States. Mm-hmm. Following the polls is always challenging with Trump. But the question is whether the Democrats will nominate someone who will effectively communicate to those people that billionaires are to blame for your troubles and not China, and not, illegal immigrants.
You know, JP, I have so much respect for everything you say. However, I was just reacting to what Mike said, which is they're sticking with him, and the polling is not showing it. Put another way, would you rather be 10 points ahead or 11 points ahead in Pennsylvania, or would you rather be 11 points behind? You really can't have it both ways.
And we should note that he's behind Joe Biden. I mean, that's the other thing.
Pennsylvania is Biden's home
Scranton
territory.
Is the place. $16,824 to go. We're in the 16,000s, so we have a lot. We have a lot in, but we have a lot to do. Obviously, about a quarter of the way through. We're looking to get a quarter of the way through the lockbox, and that would bring us to $250,000 and get us a $5,000 challenge. WAMC.org is how you can do it online. WAMC.org and 1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number.
It is. Joe, can I just speak for a moment?
Of course.
Because we take this so lightly. This wonderful woman puts out $5,000 as an incentive. I think we don't stop and smell the flowers enough and give the kind of appreciation that somebody would reach into their bank account or to their pocket and give $5,000. That's a lot of money. Try putting $5,000 in 20s in your wallet. You can't do it.
Can I also speak to how lovely these tickets are? Because they're versatile. It's undated, I've done this before. You can, if it's a beautiful night, you can go. You're not, set on any particular night. And they're just a lot of different options. I'm a big fan of these tickets.
You know, the what Alan was talking about just a moment ago about the $5,000 is that if you think just since we started, we haven't quite made $5,000 yet, and it's that's been a half hour, so it just shows how hard that is to make. And we have the lovely gift here of a $5,000 challenge that we don't have to.
You got to like this radio station.
So generous.
You got to like this radio station a hell of a lot. To put up $5,000.
So generous.
Well, we're at $16,624 to go, so do your part. We are going to take a break. We'll give you a moment or two to get your act together and make a call or go to the go to the computer and do something. You can do it in your device, your smartphone, your iPad, your tablet of your choice. Or, of course, give us a call at 1-800-323-9262. $100 will get you a pair of undated lawn tickets for the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs, New York, for the New York City Ballet or the Philadelphia Orchestra, your choice. And as Teresa said, you can obviously, if you go solo, can use one for each. But the important thing is that we don't have many of those tickets, and if you want in, you should do it right now.
But just to be clear, Joe, they're undated, but you can bring somebody with you.
Yes,
you can. You can date. Yes. Thank you, Alan. 1-800-323-9262. Well, you can have a date. You can bring a date on this. Yes,
and
you can bring a date.
Both are true.
If you are undated, you can go to two shows. If you're dated, you can go to one. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. This morning we have a wonderful panel before us: Alan Chartok, Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, and Teresa Bourgeois. We welcome you to not only join us in our conversation panel at WAMC.org as we talk about the news of the day, but we're also doing what we can for the lockbox, trying to get us to the quarter of the way through the lockbox, 250,000. You'll remember that our goal for the lockbox is 500,000 before we begin the drive in just about 13 days, which is June 3rd, and we have got a lot of work to do. So what we're doing today is we have these incredible tickets from the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, our thanks to them, and we also have an amazing challenge on the table from a dear friend in Chatham who is offering $5,000 if we make this. So it's really incumbent upon all of us to do what we can do. We are $15,900 away from where we need to
be.
So it's moving. But we really need to kick it in gear if we're going to do this in time.
Yeah.
If the tickets are gone, they're gone. So we have enough to, as I said, satisfy everybody if they want them for this over the next $16,000. But you got to move and you got to do it. And the faster we do it, the better. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Because then you always make us panic and wait, and that's awful. So please, do what you can. 1-800-323-9262.
So by now, everybody should know we won't make it without you. And here's what. Okay, if you've put $100 in, it's great, and we're delighted. But if you put $5 in, can you afford $5? How much is a latte these days? I mean, it would be
$17. That's $17.
That's funny.
A very, very special latte would be $17.
Do you get the latte machine with that?
You don't even get a plastic.
You have to travel into Pittsfield or Great Barrington to get one of those lattes.
Alan, how many people are listening who've never donated?
Oh, a lot. There's 500,000 distinct listeners to WAMC every month. So I don't know off the top of my head how many members, but it's much, much less than that. If everybody who's feeling a little bit bad about it and say, hey, you know, he's right, even if I don't like him, even if I don't like somebody on the panel, even if I listen every day and it's so important to me, I want to do something. So even if it's $5 or $10, or I keep thinking about the flower girl. I wrote about her this week in the program guide. The flower girl in New Paltz years ago. It's the one I always remember. Her fingers were cold, and it was in the middle of the winter, and she was selling flowers, and she said, I'm sending you everything I made. So there are some people who make a lot of sacrifices to do this.
1-800-323-9262 to make your sacrifice and certainly to help us. We're $15,000 away now, $15,000 away. Okay.
We got two more letters that I want to talk about. A political question, says Chris in New Baltimore, who asks, if the Democrats believe that the most people haven't read the Mueller report, why couldn't they buy prime broadcast time to have a neutral-appearing person read the most germane and obvious portions relative to Trump's obstruction? A la Books on Tape. And that's from Chris in New Baltimore. And Chris, I think about that all the time. I mean, why is it that the Democrats don't use their money and their time in order to have a rolling commentary on what's going on. Of course, some would argue that CNN and MSNBC do a good job of it, but
I don't think they think it would, you know, it would be beneficial to them. They do it all the time anyway. My question is Mueller going to testify, and if he is, when?
No, I think that's unclear.
It's still being negotiated.
Yeah, right. They say
they're negotiating it. But I also think that I've thought that the Democrats should start reading it on the House floor and just page by page start reading it. And, you know, they say that they, you know, they're not doing these hearings because McGahn didn't come. Well, they could have had people come and testify on the implications, the legal implications of what McGahn
would
already said.
Get primetime TV coverage
they
for
probably
that?
Would not. But,
yeah.
But
if Mueller comes, they will. And McCann comes now. You know, that's the interesting thing. If McCann eventually is forced to come, then it will be covered by the networks.
But the Watergate hearings over, what, 18 months, right? And people weren't watching that on a regular basis, but cumulatively, it built a public understanding of what the problems were.
And made a lot of heroes, guys who would ordinarily not be thought of as Rock Hudson types, you know, Peter Rodino or Sam Ervin or some of those people who
Howard
became,
Baker,
yeah,
Barbara
they,
Jordan.
They became well. Howard Baker was closer to the. To the male model group. But Rodino and Ervin sure weren't, but they became national heroes.
Well, there's also, I think, a big tension between those running for president on the Democratic side and those in Congress, because those in Congress feel like they have oversight, constitutional responsibility to talk about this, and then there are the 2020 Democratic candidates who over and over say that we go to town hall after town hall and no one asks us about the Mueller report. Voters are not asking about it. They're asking about health care, college affordability, trade and all these different issues. So there's a tension between those two groups of Democrats.
That's such a good point.
It is an excellent point.
That's such a good point. However, I still think that the reason the House of Representatives went overwhelmingly Democratic in the last election was because Trump was the issue. Trump and his persona and his personality were the issue. Now, I know that those other things are terribly important, but I think, as we have learned here at WAMC over the years, that you can't have too many messages. If there's a single message, it works.
I agree, but I think that Trump was the issue, but what he was doing to health care was the how he was handling health care. And I do think the Democrats need to speak to these issues. There was an interesting piece in Politico yesterday about how Vice President Pence, and I don't think the Democrats focused nearly enough on the damage that Vice President Pence is doing to our country, and how he is really reshaping health care in this country, and how he's put his key people in key positions throughout the health infrastructure of our government bureaucracy, and working diligently behind the scenes to try to dismantle Obamacare.
Regular writer Bob writes, holding McGahn in contempt. The conventional wisdom seems to be that a congressional contempt citation will have no teeth, since the Justice Department will not follow up with any action against McGahn. However, such a citation is not appealable and would open the door not just to daily fines, but also to disbarment. That would give any lawyer pause.
I just want to interrupt real quick to give you an update. We're about $14,300 away from where we need to be.
I thought we were backwards.
I think certainly Alan will attest to this. You get a sense of what you can do and what you can't do. If we really need to be like under $10,000 when we come back from break, if we have a shot of making this. So everybody has to do something right now.
We need $4,000 in
six minutes. 5 minutes. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9. You've got your we've got $5,000 on the table to do this. We have the tickets to SPAC for the orchestra and ballet, undated lawn tickets, and we need your help. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Whatever you can do, please, whether it's $100, $1,000, whatever. Every you can do, that'd be great.
But we're getting close, and we're getting to the point where it's going to be hard to make up the money, make up the time. So please don't let us lose this. $13,800 now, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, $5,000. And I don't think...
That's the extra $5,000.
The $5,000 challenge. I don't think Alan will mind me mentioning that we didn't make it yesterday.
We did not. We lost.
So we're getting another chance. And how many chances do you get in life? So let's do
and
this.
And you can get the tickets to SPAC and sit on the lovely lawn and look down at the probably the best dance company in the country, if not the world.
The fantastic. New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra, and it's all yours. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So please hurry, do what you can, make it happen. Let it go. 1-800-323-9262. Please help us now, and we'll be a quarter of the way through the fund drive. All right. We've been talking about Trump's financials. We've been talking about Don McGahn. I just real quick, because we only have about 2 minutes before we have to go to a break, and it was brought up about Robert Mueller. My understanding on Mueller is that Mueller was having some problems with is he for or against testifying? Do we know the answer to that?
It wasn't clear, and it was, as I recall it, and that Attorney General Barr he would need his permission to do it. That is the way it was being portrayed, and that's probably the issue.
Well, and it was there some potential speculation that he saw what happened to James Comey with the Hillary emails when James Comey came out and gave a press conference and gave this commentary about that, and he may want to let the report speak for itself without himself testifying, or do you think that he wants to testify?
Well, I think that he did not want to testify. He was tight-lipped all during the investigation, but seeing how Barr has interpreted and misled people about the results of the findings in his report, it may have egged him on to want to set the record straight. And that's only speculation. It would be fascinating if Mueller would go public.
You know, in psychology class in college, I don't remember much, but I do remember something about the mechanism of projection. We project into a situation what we want.
Right.
And I'm projecting that Mueller wants to testify, always did want to testify, ran a tight ship because, you know, this guy was ready to fire him. Trump was ready to fire him, as we know now, at any drop of a pin. I think he wants to testify, and I think he was furious about the way this Barr handled all this.
Well, but if he wanted to get his story out, he's a private citizen. He could go out on 60 Minutes. He could do a million interviews. People would have him on for an hour. He could talk to anybody. Oprah, name
is
your
he
person,
writing a book,
Jimmy
do you
Colbert.
Think?
Well, I don't know that he's writing it. Well, he wrote a big book with
400
with
something
the
pages,
report.
Right?
But
he's already written his book.
Yeah, I think that my opinion is he wrote this report, spent a lot of time on it, wants it to speak for itself, and I don't think that he is that excited about going and testifying in front of Congress or giving interviews to the press.
All right, we're in the 12,000s. We need $12,800. $12,800. We have $5,000 on the table for a challenge. We need to make $250,000. And of that left, we have $12,898 to go. So we need you, 1-800-323-9262. We're going to give you a few minutes to think about that. Do what you have to do. Ray Graff's going to do some news. We'll be back, but please, if we're going to do this, we have to do it now. 1-800-323-9262. We have until 10:25 to make the remaining $12,800 and to get the $5,000 challenge. We do have the tickets from the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, a pair of undated lawn tickets, two SPAC for the New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra, the only restrictions being the Ballet Gala as well as the film nights at Saratoga for the orchestra. Otherwise, you're ready to go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Nice to have you with us. It is 5 minutes past 10 o'clock, and we thank you for being with us. Where we are right now is we are trying to get to the $250,000 point in the lockbox. So this is how it sort of stacks up. You have a $1 million lockbox. We want to get halfway before we start the fund drive on June 3rd. half of that money would be $250,000, which is what we're attempting to get today, this morning. And we'll do it, I'm sure. But we need $10,800 right now.
We have, what, 20 minutes?
We have about 21 minutes, no, 24 minutes. So it's a lot in a short period of time, but the phones are ringing, which is great, and people want the tickets, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center tickets, the undated lawn tickets for both the ballet and the orchestra, 1-800-323-9262, and this amazing challenge.
An amazing challenge. I was just going to say, we shouldn't forget somebody who's willing to put $5,000 of her own money up to make this happen. So it's extraordinary.
So generous.
We're just about $10,000 away, so just over that. So please, we can do this. We've got a lot of work to do in just about 23 minutes. So whatever you can do, if you can take a moment out of your day and we'll give you some time, and we'll talk and keep you company while you go and do it, either on your computer or call one of our wonderful operators, and wishes is our staff.
And
I should mention
they can donate even if they don't want the tickets, right? They can
whatever you want.
Of course, yeah. That's the whole point about the $5. Many of us can afford $5. Some people can afford $100. Some people, believe it or not, can afford $1,000 and know how important that $1,000 is now to make us whole. So anything you can do, please do it. And we've seen it all over the years. And we know you and we love you and we trust you, because if we didn't trust you, we would be on the floor banging our heads against the wall.
Because I was thinking you have listeners from all over, right? So some might not be as close to SPAC, but they could still...
And there's other stuff too.
You want a hat? We give you a hat.
A hat.
You want a shmata? We give you a shmata.
What about those pig socks?
Just put shmata into your comment box.
See what you get.
Well, there is a lot of stuff that you can choose from on the drop down box. And one thing that I found when I first donated was you get on the WAMC email list, which is a very neat thing.
You're trying to help us, right?
Yeah. No, it's good. Well, you know, a lot of people will sometimes give to candidates just to get on the email list.
No, you're right. You're right.
To get the updates. And if you say you haven't listened to WAMC for a day or two and you miss something on the radio, you will sometimes get email alerts. You feel like part of a community once you get those. And they're not incessant. It's once a week,
and
once
you can
every
opt out if
week.
You want to. But it's nine. We're now in the 9,000s.
Oh, boy.
We're in the 9,000s. We have 21 minutes. Everybody, do what you can. On a phone, the tickets are here. They're $100 for a pair. The Saratoga Performing Arts Center, undated lawn tickets for SPAC, for the orchestra and or ballet. We have a $5,000 challenge. Whatever you can do to help this radio station, please do it now. 1-800-323-9262. And also at WAMC.org. Alan has a few letters, but please, we are only 21 minutes away, and we've got to make about $9,800.
We can do this, everybody. Come on, let's make
98 people, as Alan would say.
Dear panel, the moment Trump swore to uphold the Constitution, I said to my wife, this whole presidency will wind up in the Supreme Court. We either have the rule of law or we don't. Now we've gone from Nixon's, if the president does it, it's not illegal, to one half of the country apparently proclaiming, if our side does it, it's not illegal, turning a colossal blind eye to what looks like real crimes. What does that portend for U.S. elections? Is the president above the law or isn't he? This shouldn't be a matter of politics, right? Michael, you wrote in a good letter there. It's not one half. It's less than one half of the country who is supporting Trump. Now, that's very important because, frankly, if you took a look at that election, Hillary won the most votes. She just didn't win the election. She didn't play that game. It's very important to remember that. Thank you, Michael. Good letter. And Katie says, obstruction. Sounds a lot like what Dems are trying to do with Barr, asking him to resign and recuse, asking him to break the law, accusing him of misrepresenting the Mueller report. When has he given them the Mueller report to read for themselves, to come to their own conclusions? Instead, they want Mueller to come and read it to them? Regards, Katie.
I'm confused about that.
I think what this is a pro-Trump letter, I believe, and basically is it is saying you know, it's being defensive about Trump. That's all.
Well, it raises a good point. What could Mueller add that wasn't in the 440 pages that he delivered? But having him read it or extrapolate on it somehow and take questions on it would make very good theater, political theater and TV, and that's probably what the Democrats want. They want somebody with his credibility and moral authority to say out loud in sound bites that can be on TV ads what Trump is guilty of.
And all it takes, you know, he'll be up there 6 or 8 or 10 hours. All it takes is one line that the American people will kind of remember for decades to come about what he thought or how he interpreted Trump's actions.
And I guess the big question on the table is why not collusion? Well, collusion's not a crime. But I think that, and I think you talked about this earlier, that Mueller really was incredibly strategic about this because he farmed out a lot. He knew that the Senate would block impeachment, and so he referred a lot of this out to various districts, you know, courts, investigative bodies around the country. And the question is, will Barr, the Attorney General, interfere with those investigations or not? That's why I'm a little confused about the letter in terms of the Democrats going after Barr. I mean, the Democrats are raising questions about Barr because Barr is acting in a way that is not consistent with how attorneys general have acted in the past. And it should be concerning to all of us in terms of the basic structures of our democracy.
And you know, Teresa, you make a very good point, because not only does the president get to appoint Barr, who gets to look over the Southern District, but the president appoints the head of the Southern District also. And interviewed him. I remember that very well as to what was going on. Now, there are career people who work in that office who are anxious to get this thing done right. Nevertheless, the game is sort of loaded.
And also, you know, the issue is, do you pursue impeachment or not? And I think impeachment, the president would love that. And I think part of what these folks are doing, their strategy, is try to bait the Democrats into impeachment. I think that the Trump administration would rather be talking about that than health care or the various foreign policy mistakes that they're making or troubles that they're having with their trade negotiations or the damage they're doing to the farmers and so on and so forth, what they're doing with the housing policy and so on and so forth. But what I think, and I know others, we've talked about this, is the voters need to vote Trump out. You know, we do need to uphold the rule of law, but I think there needs to be a clear election in which the voters say this is not who we are as a country.
I couldn't agree with you more.
All right,
How much?
We're $9,500, so we're falling behind, ladies and gentlemen. We really need your help. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
I can't believe you're not going to be with us, everybody. You know, we try our hardest. We yap around and we talk about it, but in the end, it comes down to individuals, and that's what makes this station so great. So I'm just asking that everybody get over to a computer now at WAMC.org or dial that number, 1-800-323-9262. Feel the passion, because we sure feel it. I'll tell you that.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and whatever you can do, whether it's $5, $50, $1,000, $100 to get the tickets, please do it. We are at $9,100 now.
And what are those tickets again, Joe?
They are tickets to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, undated lawn tickets for both the the New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra and/or. And they are undated. The only blackout dates are for the gala and the two film nights for the orchestra. Otherwise, you are set and ready to go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We're now on the 8,000 Z's, but just barely. $8,900 to go. We need you, 1-800-323-9262, and we only have 15 minutes to make $8,900.
Less than 15 minutes, folks. Please understand how important this is to keep this station going. And we love you all, and we particularly love your positive attitude, understanding what this is all about. Because in the end, you can't have all the reporters and all the people out and the many regions of our you know, listening area. I'm particularly impressed by all of those people from Western Massachusetts, not only my hometown of Great Barrington, but I'm talking about Springfield, who listened to Paul Tuthill every day and his such interesting reports. You know what? I'd be very surprised if we weren't the number one radio station in Western Massachusetts.
Well, if all those people and all of us around them came together right now, we could do this. We need $8,900, and we can do it. But we only have about 13 and a half minutes, and we have a $5,000 challenge on the table. We do not want to lose that. 1-800-323-9262.
So what's the latest number, Joe?
How much to go?
Yes.
It's about 88, but let me give you an exact total, because otherwise you were depending on me to do
your math.
No, we just had a nice hold on.
An even number.
Yeah, well, we had it right. No, there's no such thing as an even number in any of this. People have to put in coins for some reason. I don't know why, but that's fine.
It's good luck pennies.
We'll take whatever you got. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Math under pressure is not a good idea either, but here we go. The problem is that the tally is moving fairly quickly, which is good.
That's great.
But that's good, but it's hard to get a good number. Okay, so $8,200 now. $8,291 is what we need, $8,291.
82 people. Come on, folks. Let's get this done. For this great institution, which means so much to you. We know that.
13 minutes to go, 84-91, and we need you, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
This is going to be close, everybody. Come on now. This is going to be very close.
Everything on the table will count, but it doesn't have to if we do it right now.
Yeah, well, if history is our guide, Joe...
No, if history is our guide, it's either going to make us have a heart attack.
It'll be a fingernail biter.
A squeaker.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are...
So for the safety and security of Joe's heart and Alan's heart, we want no heart attacks on our watch.
You know, I think we're used to it by now, but it is
no pressure.
Yeah, 1-800-323-9262. I know Alan has told me this, and you find it too. People will come up to you in the grocery store and they say, yeah, I usually wait till you guys just start screaming and sound like you're going to pass out before I call. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. You can prevent that.
And then the other one we hear a lot is, I never pledge unless there's a challenge on the table.
Yeah, that's
a challenge.
You want to maximize the impact.
Yeah. Well, and right now we're at $7,900, so that's good. So $7,900.
What's
now,
bad?
Well, what's bad is that we only have 12 minutes to do it in, and we also, so that's a lot of money in a short period of time, but we can do it, I'm sure. 1-800-323-9262. We have a wonderful staff of volunteers. Our staff is at their desks all over all of our campus here, and they're taking phone calls at their desk
and putting aside
what they're working on. So Sarah and Ian and everybody in the newsroom is taking phone calls. Front office is taking phone calls. The annex is taking phone calls. So everybody is doing it, and so we thank them, but we thank you. But you got to put them to work.
Thank you, Joe, because I never realized we had a campus here.
Yes, 1-800-323-92. Well, three buildings is a campus.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. You were right. No way did I.
1-800-323.
I'm impressed.
1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-WAMC.
So that means if you call, you might get to talk to one of those famous people?
Yes. What? Or you can just
email.
Give the money. Yeah. $7,200. $7,200. 1-800-323-9262. We only have 10 minutes to make $7,271. What do you think, Alan?
I think it's going to be close. And we used to have a board member who would talk about her heart palpitations. I picked that up because I understand that. Palpitations. You know, you get palpitations, it takes a day off your life every time you go through one of these, right? So
yeah.
Let's see. I started in 1979.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean,
I would say the nice thing about doing it early, too, is you're at ease with your conscience as you go into the fund drive. You can hear the fund drive, but you can know, I'm already in.
Who said
that? I hope
that
others can do it.
Who said that?
Once you go early, you can be at ease with your conscience.
But who said that about the conscience? Jiminy Cricket, who
sang,
always let your conscience be your guide.
Oh, I was thinking it was JP.
Yeah, I just said it.
What?
No. He was quoting Jiminy Cricket, please.
You were quoting Jiminy Cricket?
Now that I think about it, maybe I was.
All right, $6,500 and 9 minutes. Come on, everybody. 1-800-323-9262. $5,000
challenge.
Call
everybody. Call your brother. Call your mother.
Mike was making this point, but with this $5,000 challenge, you're almost at the point that if you think about it, you're almost doubling your pledge because you have this $5,000 that is hanging in the balance. So that $100 becomes $200 because it's so important to us right now. We have $6,561 to go. $6,461
to
go.
Whoa, that's close.
All right.
Whoa. Come on, everybody, $6,000. Hey, is somebody out there, a really good friend of WAMC, capable of putting $1,000 in right now? That would be great.
That would help.
But if you can do five, that's good, too, because all those fives add up.
5,000 or five?
Oh, yeah, 5,000 or five. You're quite right, Michael. That's brilliant.
And if you can do 6,211, God bless you. Yeah. We're done.
But if each person, one of the things I've always loved about this radio station is the fact that there is not a fat cat board that puts money in, that puts $1 million in or $500,000. It doesn't work that way here, and it never has. And, you know, there have been days I worry about that, but in the end, it's really the greatest protection we have, that everybody puts something in.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was just reading through Twitter, and I see that the House Freedom Caucus just voted to admonish Congressman Amash for speaking freely, you know.
And
he was
in
the co-founder of the Freedom Caucus. Yes.
Right, yeah. And here's a place where you can have a conversation about that. We can talk about it. People can write in about it. You know, this is the community in which we can talk about
the Michigan congressman we're talking about, who's been getting beat up by Trump. He said the Tea Party has become just nationalism and protectionism and basically is just the philosophy of the Trump Party now.
Seven minutes.
And that's what I hear over and over when people talk to me about the panel, how much they appreciate having this place to listen to and be part of the conversation.
Well, an awful lot of people do, Teresa. I mean, one of the things that's so extraordinary about this is that at one point I saw some stats that said we had as many people listening to the panel at 9 o'clock in the morning during a work day as a morning edition. It's extraordinary.
Right.
So we need $5,000. $5,000. $5,000 in 7 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So that means every dollar now will be worth two.
Correct,
right.
Mike. Thank you, because we have a $5,000 challenge on the table. 1-800-323-9262. I thought Alan was going to say Mabel, but he didn't.
So no, collectively, a woman from Canada.
I was waiting for Mabel.
I know.
Mabel on
I
the
was
table.
Too.
Everything will count. Mabel, get off the table.
I'm waiting for Fire Island to come up myself.
Fire Island. Oh,
give
boy.
It time. Give it time.
It's early in the discussion.
All right. We need $4,300 now. $4,300.
Oh,
we
boy.
Have six
oh, boy.
Minutes. Come on,
whoa,
everybody.
Whoa. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Come on. We could do. Oh, boy. This is palpitations.
All right. So go on with your story there, Mike, about...
It's just we were talking about the Congressman Justin Amash, I guess it's pronounced, from Michigan, who is a Republican, but he has hinted that he may challenge Trump as a Libertarian Party candidate in 2020. Obviously, he wouldn't win, but he might be able to pull away some important support that Trump would have gotten from Michigan. And if he just delivers Michigan to, which would essentially deliver Michigan to the Democrat candidate, whoever that is, it could cost the election.
Well, the other problem, 5 minutes, by the way, but the other part of that, Mike, is that will people, they're already putting a primary candidate up against them. And
Bill Weld.
Amish
in his home.
They've already announced primary candidates.
$3,600 to go, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Wow,
oh,
got
boy.
Momentum.
But he's actually read the Mueller
report.
Yeah, don't
screw it up.
And he put a whole series of tweets out about having read the Mueller report. he's come to the same conclusion, right?
Yeah. He's a guy who's very thoughtful, and he's looking at it very objectively. And I think yesterday you referred to him as a true profile in courage. He's saying what he believes is important and what really matters despite the political benefits or implications of it. And it looks like it's going to may get him unelected.
We only have four minutes to go. We need $3,500. $3,400, actually.
Oh, yeah.
$3,400.
Oh,
yeah. Everything on the table will count, but Maybe. We only have we only have 30. So 36 people at $100.
So go online. Make calls.
So we have
Camp Bronx
burning down the house in Fire Island.
doing all the greatest hits here to get the last $3,500. All right.
What about the pigs fly socks?
Yeah.
I like the pigs fly socks.
They're there.
They're on the menu.
On the list. You can get them. Okay. But Joe, the thing that I thought yesterday that I'm interested in was Amish thing is that will the people in the district who say they like Trump also respect the congressman enough, or will they just dismiss him? And I watched it happen in the New York State Legislature when abortion was first passed by one vote by a guy who stood up crying. He said his son had called him a bad name. He was from upstate New York. He said, I know this is going to cost me my seat. It cost him his seat, and he's the one we all remember.
But at some point, you need to choose country over party, and, you know—
Well, Republicans have been pretty
solid. We need $2,400, and we have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
It's amazing
that, can be done.
That there
can
haven't
do that.
Been more Republicans who have spoken out. I mean, this strongly against the president and looked at the results of the Mueller report and come out critical.
Or about what he's doing on health care.
United in their but those silence.
Two and a half minutes and $2,400.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah, well,
two
I hope
and a half
so.
Minutes and 20. You can do that. Come on,
can.
Folks.
We can.
What about the farmers?
I know Amber is out there counting the money.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
We can't afford to lose this.
All right, so 1-800-323-9262. We have right now to go.
Those in the farming community.
Let me do my subtraction. So $2,000. $2,000 now. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh,
last $2,000 in the last 2 minutes.
That's possible.
Oh, it's very possible.
Come on. Stop talking.
Probable.
Do it.
1-800-323-9262. $1,800 now. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh, boy. Palpitations. Fire Island.
From the fish.
Camp Bronx House. Bucks Rock.
This is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I was asking the panel members. You do this all the time. I was asking them if they find this fun.
Are you having fun?
It's exhilarating, isn't it?
It is amazing to watch.
We need $1,400.
It's going to happen.
$1,400.
Because people love these discussions and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, minute and 20 seconds.
Minute and 20 seconds, we need $1,400. 1-800-323-9262. And, you know, what's going to happen is we're going to have like 12 seconds and there's still going to be like $300, and we'll make it, probably, maybe, possibly, but it's still that you put us through this.
Yes.
And we thank you for that. It keeps us on our toes.
But it's just so fun to watch you, Joe.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast, isn't it? 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
Fire Island.
262.
Pigs fly socks.
Yeah, whatever you can do. And by the way, this is the time where you can get the tickets for the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. We have this $5,000 challenge, which is ultimately what we're trying to do.
Yes.
Get to. So please do that.
30 seconds.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. And 1-800-323-9262. Everything on the table will count. 1-800-323. We have
10 seconds.
$332. 1-800-323-9262.
Dial that phone. As soon as you dial it, it counts.
1-800-323-92. And okay, we have made it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.